choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
We're looking in James chapter 1 this morning. Had a good time in Stuart on Friday evening. As they said, we're starting to gain some folks up there. And also in Miami, we had how many people came out that were local there yesterday? There was a good... There's a good little crew there of people in Miami coming out too. So keep praying for those two places. We're hoping that eventually there'll be a church established in those areas. And that's why we're multiplying pastors. And hopefully those churches will be planted. And Florida, we won't have just one or two churches. We'll have several. And that'll be nice to have the message of grace around the state, not just in selected places. So pray for our radio program and pray for the work being done out of Clearwater with Pastor Moses, and also for our ministry in Baltimore and for all the different people they send out every year. And pray that we send out our own missionaries someday soon. Maybe to Central America. Maybe a one-way ticket. Because of his dedication, of course. James chapter 1, I think I said that already. And just start at verse 3. Verse 3 says, Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Know this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. Patience. And so God allows tests. God allows tests, or we sometimes call them trials. He allows them to invade the believer's life. Why? Because it says right here, because when you answer the test with faith, when you trust God through the test, then that will produce in you an endurance, a patience. Or we'll call it a capacity. So our part is to trust the Lord throughout the duration of the trial. How long is the trial? I don't know. I lost my job and I didn't get another one for a year. So I had a trial for a year. I was under financial pressures for the past year. And so that would be my trial. The duration was 1 year. What does God want me to do during that year? Trust Him. Do what I can to find work, to pay my bills, but to trust Him. What doesn't he want me to do? Stress out. Lose it emotionally. Get in the flesh. Blame people. Throw a hissy fit. Hissy fits don't pay anything. There's no money in it. If there was, I know people that would be millionaires today. There's no money in hissy fits. Some Christians might react to the trial in that way, emotionally. But they receive no benefit from the trial then. The trial is there so that you can exercise your faith. God allowed the trial for you to exercise your faith. If you're not going to exercise your faith, you're just going to get emotional and stress and cry and feel self-pity and get depressed and go through all of that, those emotional things. If you're not going to exercise faith in the trial, then the trial is not doing you any good. The sad part is that means that in the future you'll need to repeat the trial because you didn't get a passing grade. You're supposed to just trust God But instead of trusting God, I couldn't. I had to spend the entire year complaining, griping, reacting, and going through all of the emotional ups and downs for the past year. And I didn't get anything out of it. I didn't grow through the trial. I didn't expand. I didn't allow God to create a new capacity in me to endure. So I need to repeat the trial. I stayed back. It's sad when that happens when you're in school. Some of you might remember it. Some of you never stayed back. But it's not a nice feeling to have to repeat the trial. Other Christians, of course, like you guys, because you guys are the elite, the best of the best, Christians like you, you wait patiently upon the Lord through your time of difficulty. And it may not be a job problem, may not be a finance problem, could be a relationship situation, could be something with your family, could be something with health, could be something in many different areas of life. There's all kinds of trials. And God permits them to enter into our lives. And during that time, we exercise faith, just like the disciples were to do when they were on the boat and the storm hit. They were to exercise faith. They didn't. They had to repeat the trial. So some Christians, they do. They wait patiently on the Lord. Verse 4 says, and let patience have its perfect work. Perfect work means maturing work. Let patience mature you. Be a mature Christian. We're mature adults. But now let's be mature Christians in their faith, maturing in their faith towards God. So wait patiently upon the Lord, and you will mature in your faith towards the Lord, that you may be perfect and complete. Complete means that I'm equipped. Now, complete, you remember Colossians 2:10, it says that we are complete in Him. That has to do with being equipped for eternity. I am complete in Christ the moment I got saved. The second I got saved, I had everything I would ever need to go to heaven at that moment. Nothing needed to be added. Didn't even have to crack open my Bible and read one verse after that. Everything was complete the second I believed I was equipped for heaven. So if I received Christ like the thief on the cross and then died, I would be in heaven. This complete has to do with living life on earth. To be equipped to live your life on earth. We need to be equipped so that we handle life on earth spiritually and not emotionally. Spiritually and not emotionally. So he wants us to be mature in our faith, verse 4, and then complete, equipped, lacking nothing. You're ready to live life and to follow me and to serve me and to be my ambassador and to represent me on the earth. Because you are equipped and you have matured in your faith. And I have allowed certain trials in your life to give you the opportunity to mature. You didn't like the trial. None of us liked the trial. We wish it would go away. We wish it would stop this very second and have a reversal come in. All of us want that all the time. We're human. But God knows just how long He's going to keep us in there, in that furnace, so that we mature. And that we are end up equipped and ready to walk with God. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom. Now, why do I need wisdom? I need wisdom because I'm in a trial. I'm in a testing time. And I have to make decisions in that test. I still have to live my life. The trial goes on for a year. In that year, I still have to make decisions. I still have to decide what to do and what not to do. So I need wisdom. And if I need wisdom, so I can make the decisions I need to make. What is wisdom? Wisdom is Bible truths, Bible doctrine, properly connected by the Holy Spirit to my particular situation. So I need wisdom, Lord. I'm in this particular situation, whatever my testing is, and the Holy Spirit wants to connect the truth that I've learned to the situation. And let me know what decisions to make. To impress upon me those decisions that will need to be made in the trial. So that's beautiful. So I lack wisdom. I don't know how many times have you said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I don't know where to go, where to turn. I don't know what's happening. My brother called me from Alaska and said he had a job for me up there if I just moved to Alaska. Do I move to Alaska? I don't know. Sounds cold. The population of the town he lives in is 4. It doesn't sound like I'm going to get much fellowship up there. I don't know. What should I do? I'm really in. I got to get money somewhere. Should I make that decision? So everybody's faced with decisions when they're in the trial. What to do, what not to do. And so I need wisdom from God. I want to know what God wants me to do. I want to know what His mind is in the subject. I need wisdom. So he said, if you don't know what God wants you to do in the trial, and oftentimes we don't, then ask. It's a simple solution. Pray. If we lack wisdom, then ask God about the next decision before you make the next decision so that you can have God's mind and you won't make that decision out of your feelings and flesh. And so for many of us, that means we may have to go through a little personal Gethsemane various times in my life. I have decisions to make, and I'm struggling with the decision because the emotions say go left, but I'm thinking maybe God might say right. I don't know. I need to pray through this problem. Let's pray. Let's wait on the Lord. Let's see what the Lord says. Let's pray some more. Let's give it time. Let's not be hasty. Let's not be rash in making our decisions. Let's just give it some time, pray, and relax, and let's hear from God. I may need to go through that. You may need to go through that from time to time in making your decisions. And that's not bad. That's how that's part of our relationship with Him. And the thing is, when he says to pray, because God will bless me liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him the wisdom that we need to make that next decision in the trial. Now, the trial has my mind in a panic, or can have my mind in a panic. I could be in the trial, and boy, is it bothering me. Every waking moment I think about it. I wake up in the morning and that's my first thought. It's my last thought at night when I go to bed. I try to get my mind off it, but it doesn't seem to stay off it for very long. I'm right back on it again. Trials have a way of preoccupying the thought life. And you end up rehearsing the things that have happened to you, or the things that could happen to you, or worrying about the things that might happen to you. But it occupies the mind. And when my mind is so occupied, then I cannot think with God. Because my emotions are in an uproar. Too much.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or